Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
A federal district court sides with a photographer on free speech. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me to talk about this on Faith and Freedom is Holly Mead. Well, this is a great decision. It comes out of a federal court in Louisville, Kentucky, and it issued what is known as a preliminary injunction that stops the enforcement of a Louisville, Kentucky law that forced a wedding photographer and a blogger to participate in same-sex weddings against her conscience. The photographer is Chelsea Nelson. She owns a studio that specializes in photographing, editing, and blogging about weddings. She's a Christian, and she believes she can only use her artistic talents on wedding assignments that are consistent with her religious beliefs, Holly. And the judge ultimately sided with her on the First Amendment.
Gosh, this is great news, you know. And in doing weddings and engagements, and, you know, I think of our other client, Kim Davis, who came from that same area. She should not be forced to have to participate in same-sex weddings if it's against her conscience. I mean, her photography is art, as the judge said, and art is speech. The government can't compel speech when it violates the speaker's religious or political principles. That was a great statement, I thought, from the judge.
That was very good. And she, Nelson, she sued the Louisville Jefferson County Metro government in 2019, claiming that a law that requires her to photograph same-sex weddings against her conscience establishes government-compelled speech. She argued that it violates the free speech clause of the First Amendment. Look, she will certainly photograph anybody, but when we're talking about photographing an event means that, particularly with weddings, you have to put your whole thought and emotion into it, because this is something that you are creating a pictorial memorial for the bride and groom, and you're going to make sure that you do the best for them, and you take pride in your artistic ability to really make that a memorable moment. It's like painting a canvas, but you're doing it through photographs and through videos. And the law that was passed in 2019 in Louisville, Jefferson County, which governs that whole county, where I used to live, by the way, lived in that particular county for a year when I was pastoring as an intern there before going to seminary, in between college and seminary. But in this particular law, it says that if you're going to do photography, you've got to create through your artistic abilities these photographs and pictorial displays of same-sex weddings. And she says, I can't do that. It's like forcing someone to paint a photograph that violates their beliefs. It would be like, say, for example, someone who is forced to do a pictorial album for a racist KKK organization that is very virulently racist and hateful, for
example. Something pornographic, or something like that, be offensive. You know, but the DOJ back in February, the Department of Justice filed a statement of interest in this case, and they said that requiring a photographer to express support for a wedding that her faith opposes violates the Constitution. Under the free speech clause, the government cannot require people to engage in speech that promotes or supports another person's expressive event. And weddings, the brief explained, are expressive events under the Supreme Court's free speech cases.
No question about it. And so the opinion by the district judge, Justin Walker. By the way, Justin Walker, let me just pause here before I talk about his opinion. Guess who Justin Walker is? Justin Walker is an appointee by President Donald Trump. Justin Walker, if you remember, is the judge that ultimately issued the injunction on behalf of On Fire Christian Center. That's that church in the Louisville area that was told by the mayor, if you have a parking lot service, mm-hmm. we'll send out the police officers and you're going to be in trouble. And so On Fire ultimately got an injunction against the mayor there. And then, of course, we litigated more with Maryville Baptist Church, and we got statewide injunctions at the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals, 2-3-0 decisions, one on parking lot, the other on in-person services. But Justin Walker is the judge.
Bottom line, judges make a difference.
And guess where Justin Walker is right now? He was appointed to the federal bench by the President of the United States, President Donald Trump, a constitutionalist, which are many of the kinds of appointees that the president has been mm-hmm. appointed. I'm telling you, judges make a huge difference. Mm-hmm. That want to follow and will follow the Constitution, and Walker is one of those.
We see it every time we go before a judge. You can tell who Walker, appointed that judge.
Yeah, and Walker has now been elevated to a federal court of appeals.
Mm.
He's already moving up the ranks very quickly. Keep his name in mind, Justin R. Walker. It's possible he could ultimately be someone down the road for a Supreme Court nomination. Mm. But he has issued some very good decisions. In the On Fire Church case, a very solid decision. Love the way he wrote that decision. And now here, a very solid win here for the Constitution. And so this is what he wrote. The Constitution does not require a choice between gay rights and freedom of speech. Forcing citizens to express ideas contrary to their deepest convictions is always demeaning. It doesn't matter if most people agree with the expression the government compels. Free thought includes both the right to speak freely and to say nothing at all. And as he also said, photography is art, and art is speech. The government cannot compel speech when it violates the speaker's religious or political principles, he wrote in the opinion.
So this decision could wrap up this case, couldn't it?
It could, because it's a request for a preliminary injunction, and to get that, which the judge issued, it's a solid order, you have to conclude, as the judge did, that they're likely to prevail on the merits of their First Amendment right. case. And so what he did was he went through the law and the facts, and he says, yeah, this violates the First Amendment.
I would think that law would need to be overturned.
It is possible that Louisville, Jefferson County, may appeal this or may continue to litigate it. They have a choice. They have three choices. They could appeal the denial of or this injunction against them, the granting of the injunction against them, to the Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals. They could ultimately accept the preliminary injunction, and the law is blocked in the meantime, and they could continue litigating. I think that that's a bad choice for them, because obviously you know where the judge stands on this. On the other hand, they could just fold and go home, which is what they ought to do, repeal the law, and accept the ruling of the judge. But we'll see. We'll wait and see what Louisville, Jefferson County does. It's possible, since Justin Walker is someone who is appointed to a court of appeals, that if they continue to litigate it, they'll have a different judge. Mm. And, of course, we don't know how that will be, because it's going to depend upon the judge, as judges make the big difference. The Constitution doesn't change. I mean,
right.
that's the problem. The Constitution doesn't change, the same Constitution. But it depends upon what judge you get as to whether they are going to follow the Constitution.
Mm, big difference.
Or whether they're going to be an activist and put their own particular ideological position as the ultimate goal and then squeeze everything into that particular end game.
That's what we've seen in so many of these free speech cases. You know, our client, Kim Davis, you had the cake baker in Colorado. You've got Baronel Stutzman, the florist. All of these cases, the free speech issues regarding the Constitution and these judges, whether they're activist or constitutionalist, makes a huge difference.
Yeah, man, no person should ever be forced to speak a message prescribed
right.
by the government. And the First Amendment has been not only a guarantee of the right to speak, but the right not to speak.
That's why America has a constitution.
Right, and that's what she says. You know, look, I don't want to speak. I don't want to use my artistic talents. It'd be like a painter being forced, as you mentioned, to paint a nude drawing mm-hmm. or something that's very risque, or to paint something that's very offensive for that particular person. you have a right not to engage in an expressive event because you have the right not to speak. And if the government tells you to speak against your will, that's problematic. That's what was happening out in California with the forced crisis pregnancy centers mm-hmm. to promote abortion. The Supreme Court ultimately sided with the crisis pregnancy centers, including the centers that we represented, and found the law unconstitutional. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. Sign up for our emails and our newsletter right there. Hit the subscribe button and learn more about family, faith, and freedom, lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.